It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. In electronic trading last night, new contract highs in harvest corn and soybean futures. Meanwhile, this morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending December 13th. Like this, in millions of bushels, wheat 7.5 this year, 0.6 next year, corn 46.0 this year, soybeans 32.1 this year, and 2.1 next year. We'll discuss implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called weak to $1 per hundredweight lower, extending the trend established early in the week. Terminals are called steady to a dollar lower, with tops from $32 to $34. Peoria called a dollar lower today with a top price of $32. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily direct hog report for Wednesday, December 19th. Negotiated swine purchases were $15,044 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $43 to $52.03. The weighted average, $49.43, a loss of 63 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $33.79 to $42, the weighted average $39.64. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $23,795, the base price range $41.75 to $56.25, the weighted average $51.47, a loss of 89 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $33.06 to $42.52, and the weighted average was $39.68. Joining us now in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Jay Searles. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing today?
I am doing well, getting ready for the holiday.
Yes, you get all your shopping done?
Just about. A little bit more maybe online shopping, just to tweak it a bit.
Sure, just the final touches, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good deal. Well, as far as our holiday shopping and precipitation goes for the folks down south in the southern part of, into South America, it looks like they've got some rain going on and continuing to go on. Some places a little on the wet side, as a matter of fact, getting some of the soybeans in the ground is a little tough. But rain fell across about 60% of Brazil's summer crop region on Wednesday. Most of the precipitation occurred from Paraná, São Paulo, and Minas Gerais to Mato Grosso. Rain totals through midnight had ranged up to 0.6 of an inch, most often with eastern São Paulo reporting about an inch of rain. Mostly dry and warm conditions prevailed elsewhere. High temperatures were mostly in the 80s and 90s with a few upper 70s in the east. Today's forecast has not changed much. Northern Brazil will see a steady rate of net drying during the next 2 weeks. The situation will eventually deplete soil moisture and bring on some crop stress. However, the region is plenty wet today. Some of the drying will be welcome, actually, and soybean planting is most behind in the usual pace in Bahia and northern Minas Gerais because of the dryness earlier this season and recent wet weather. As far as Argentina goes, it looks like dry and warmer weather occurred in Argentina as well on Wednesday. High temperatures were mostly in the 80s to lower 90s, with some 70s in southeastern Buenos Aires. And today's forecast has not changed much in the first week of the two-week forecast. Very warm to hot temperatures, and not much precipitation will occur through Saturday. Showers and thunderstorms will increase Sunday into Monday, with coverage reaching 35% and rain amounts varying between 0.6 of an inch to an inch of moisture. The most significant rainfall of the coming week should occur Tuesday through Thursday of next week, with coverage reaching about 85% and rain amounts ranging from 0.4 to an inch and a quarter, and the local totals of up to 1.75 inches, so some significant rains falling across portions of the crop-producing areas in Argentina. Showers and thunderstorms will continue periodically December 28th through January 4th period as well. The follow-up showers will help maintain favorable outlook for summer crop development, and early corn may begin reproducing with a favorable amount of soil moisture, but timely rains must continue through summer to maintain such conditions. Here in the United States, we do have a threat for showers and thunderstorms, most of them moving through the southeastern and central part of the Mississippi Delta region, Tennessee and Kentucky. Some of that extending into southern Illinois, some heavy downpours this morning, and those will continue on to the east. Next system moving in through the plains over the next few days into the week. Weekend bringing showers and thunderstorms to the south and snow and freezing rain possible to the north by the time we get into Sunday with colder air returning. That's a look at the forecast for agricultural. I'm meteorologist Jay Searles.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 9.95 and a half, up a half. Last trade down 5 3/4. May, 9.85, up a half. Last trade up 2 3/4. March wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 9.77, up 3 1/2. Last trade down 7 1/2. So July, 7.85 3/4, up 1. Last trade down 4 1/4. March corn, 4.34 1/4, down 1/2. Last trade up 2 1/2. July, 4.52 down 3/4, last trade up 2. December, 4.52 unchanged, last trade up 2 1/2. January beans, 11.59 1/2, up 1/2, last trade up 3/4. July, 11.98 unchanged, last trade up 3/4. November, 10.69 1/2, down 1, last trade up 2. January soybean meal, 3.23.70 unchanged, last trade down 30. January soybean oil, 46.83 unchanged, last trade down 6. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
New contract highs in the harvest months next year. I see we had overnight in the electronic trade. For the four traders who might be left in Chicago, what are they going to be doing today?
Boy, I think we're going to, you know, we've got such a scarcity of news right here. I think we're going to be in a consolidation mode. Maybe we will make some new highs in the back months. And the corn and the beans yesterday, we did see a lot of bear spreading. Export bookings on the corn came in at 46 million bushel in the middle of trade estimates. Fund buying continues to be light. We're in a consolidation mode. I think we'll be steady. Maybe see those back months up 2 to 3 cents.
The export bookings and the beans at the top of the range.
Yeah, at the top of the range. And Dave, did you notice we had some new crop beans booked for export, 2.1 million bushel there.
That did catch my eye.
I think we are going to see this market a little bit choppy today. It's hot in Argentina. There's some worries about that. China continues to curb inflation by importing more crop, more soybeans in particular. We'll be up a penny and a half, maybe down a penny type thing in the beans.
And in the wheat?
Steady, maybe as much as a nickel lower. Overnight market, we had a hook reversal down. You mentioned we had a higher opening, lower close. The same thing we saw on Monday. Extreme volatility. Wheat's been the leader, but I think we'll see pressure there.
So what should traders be doing, hedgers should be doing at these price levels?
I think you look at the profit levels that are offered here and you sell lightly into this market or buy puts and sell calls way above the market.
Mm. Turn your attention over to the Merck. What do you see there today?
I think we're going to see both cattle and hogs under some pressure. If the back months of corn are firmer than what I expect, we may see more pressure than this during this session, but I'd say down 20, maybe as much as 50 cents. Little interest in the Packers from on the cattle side with these slipping cutouts. Large kills in the hogs, record large kills in the hogs, are really straining production capacity there. I think we're going to be under pressure.
And put on your crystal ball hat, shine up the ball, and tell me what you think that grains will do when traders come back from the time they come back to when USDA releases its January reports.
I think we will see the funds come back in and buy, therefore see some higher prices as we start the new year.
Higher prices to start the new year. Contract highs, I suppose.
That will take us to new contract highs. I don't know if we'll be able to do that much in the wheat, but I would say the first half of January we will see higher prices.
Ellen, won't talk to you next week because we won't have a report in the morning. So happy holidays to you, and
happy
thanks for all you do.
To you and the whole crew there at WILL.
Thank you, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. Up next, a presidential press conference from Washington, D.C.